Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right, the Kid Nation school bus is officially here, Kid Nation. That means you can give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
And if you're caller number 13, you will win the ultimate lunchbox, and it's stuffed with $300 for back to school and a variety of tasty cake just for you. Those treats are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
So get to dialing real quick before we get to Jenna's. That's what I like. Couple text messages that came in regarding the gossip segment.
Okay.
Y'all were killing me with the shoulder massage sounds. I am so jealous right now. I want a back rub from Big Al Mac. Look, I just experienced my first one. Kelly Raspberry's been talking about it for years. It lived up to the hype.
It did.
Lying.
It really did.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jenna's boyfriend even texted her.
He just sent me a photo. He's watching, obviously. Yeah. He sent a photo of my pleasure face and Al rubbing me and was like, when's he coming home, babe? Can I be next?
Yeah, even boyfriend wants it.
Maybe I found my next
Hey,
career.
He's pretty good at it himself, though.
Yeah. Big Al's massage.
Yeah.
Big Al's massage studio.
Studio, yeah.
And wings.
No.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the wing smell would take away.
Dude, you haven't been rubbed till you've been rubbed by greasy fingers.
Well, they use massage oil.
Yeah.
But those have good,
but you know, good
the
smell.
Relaxing smell.
You can't deny it. Cajun spice.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh.
Salt and vinegar rub.
Yeah. Lemon pepper.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I'd have different rubs.
I'd be worried you were about to cook me.
Rubs and rubs.
Rubs and rubs.
Yeah.
Rubs with rubs.
Rubs with rubs. And I think I got something here.
And then you get in the tub to get it off of you.
Yeah. Rubs, and tubs.
Yeah.
I think I got something.
We got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's what I like. That's what we like.
All right. So, Jenna.
So, JC.
What's up? What you want
to do? Nothing. I was reading a text because someone just recommended an app. So, I'm sorry. I've already prepared this, but I will look into that for next
Maybe
week.
Next
I
week.
Love your recommendations because, let's face it, sometimes I'm into the same stuff I was in last week. You know?
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm still using stuff that I already recommended. Let's start with a song, though. Elderbrook. He's a British musician. Only a handful of songs out. But this song is called Something About You.
Where'd you go? What can I do?
If there's a falsetto or an ooh sound in there, I'm in.
Adam Levine?
I can't think it will. Yeah, it might be Adam Levine.
I don't know.
Kind of. And maybe even Jason Derulo in odd way.
I think it's
Adam Levine.
Maroon 5.
That's what it sounds like to me.
A little Maroon 5, a little weekend-ish.
So he's been featured on songs before.
Smithy.
That are more electronic, and this is kind of he's doing a little more soul.
Yeah.
Full, soulful. Still a little electronic.
I like the vibe.
Yeah.
And then do what lovers do. That's it.
Okay.
I like it.
All right, cool. Good. I'm glad y'all like it.
Elderbrook.
All right, let's hold you over with a snack while I continue.
Yeah.
Okay, these are really funny, and I have boyfriend to thank for these, because we love chips. I mean, who doesn't love chips? But we like to be healthy-ish.
Yeah, if you're going
to
eat chips,
so we try and not eat terrible ones. But these are really funny. JC, I thought you'd like them. Lesser Evil is the brand. Sinful Taste, Clean Snacks, Grain-Free Egg White Curls. Huevos Rancheros is this flavor made with avocado oil. Cage-free eggs. Yeah, protein. And look at the little picture on it. He's a little muscle man. And they're egg white curls.
It's a buff Mexican dude.
These are Juan Snow's favorite flavor. So these are really healthy little egg white curls. I found them at Whole Foods. These are egg and cheese made with avocado oil. It sounds kind of weird that they're with egg, but he really likes them. So pass those around. Let me know what y'all think.
Oh, man.
Pretty you good. Like them?
Yeah.
Really good. Lesser Evil is the brand. Really healthy curls. Try them out.
They do taste like huevos rancheros.
All right, I've been using, this is more for the girls, because I know y'all don't like to edit your photos very much, but there's an app. Sometimes I hold on to these things, because I want them for myself, but I need to share something that's really good, that edits photos really well. Okay. And there's an app that's been around for a while called Tezza, T-E-Z-Z-A. It has the best filters, in my opinion, out of any app I've used. It's really great. You do have to pay a little bit for it, but I'm just revealing this because a lot of people ask me how I edit photos, and this is what I use. So there you go. Tezza. It's like, we'll make you look tan if you're not tan.
In a good way.
Shouldn't we start putting things, tags on our photo that you guys put on your photos that say
filtered.
Yeah, filtered, I don't really look like this, or whatever it is.
I mean, this isn't a Facetune or anything. This is just shades of color.
You can still want to, I mean, there's nothing wrong with wanting your picture to look good. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, just so we know.
I think it's pretty obvious when you run into them.
If we're going to meet you in a bar or something at night, hey, just be warned, I don't look like this.
Somebody I know uses a pretty filter, and it about wipes your face off.
Yeah, I don't like it because it takes all my makeup off.
But then when I'm in a picture with her, she does it on me. She does it on my husband's side, and we hate it. Like, I don't like that.
Who is it?
Don't stop.
I want to go look at the picture.
Is there any way to just pretty filter you and have us look right? They need to work on that app. We're just the person that's...
Well, anyway, this doesn't have any kind of pretty filter. This is just, I use it for all my vacation photos. Water looks better, everything. You know, it gives it just a more pop of color.
More vivid.
So, yeah, more vivid. There you go.
And it can make you tan.
All right. And then here's a site. I'm always looking for cool gifts that, for what do you buy for people that have everything? Especially guys. I don't know. I just want to buy them something cool.
Uh-huh.
There's a website that I use all the time. It also lets you know about cool sneakers coming out, anything like that. It's called Cool Material.
Okay.
That's the name of the site, Cool Material. It's definitely more guy-leaning, but I like it because I find things that I like on there, from cool drinkware, really cool gifts. A lot of the stuff's really affordable, and I've never seen it anywhere else.
All right.
Very easy.
All right.
It's like giving you websites to add to your list. Especially, Kelly, I thought about you because they always have tons of like whiskey gifts, that sort of thing. Cool glasses, cool things. Yeah. Cool material.
Alan's still into the whiskey?
Yeah, he's into Pinot Noir right now.
Oh, the wine.
Yes.
Pinot Noir. Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Yeah. I only drink red wine now.
Really?
I got to come up with something for... I mean, Al, I don't know about you. Do you get the lip? I mean, I have full red wine.
My upper lip?
Yeah, I have full red wine in my crease in my upper lip all the time. Because I drink red wine almost every day now. And I never used to drink
much.
Well,
you get that color already in there now. So that's
no.
For the lips.
But I went in somewhere the other day and I had a wine mustache. And gray teeth that turned your teeth. I was like, why isn't there something out there for people that drink a lot of red wine?
Jump on over to my club, the White Claw.
No.
What?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you, I don't drink anything other than red wine.
Yeah.
I'm a red wine drinker, too.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Do you get that lip?
I don't know. See, since I've been sporting the beard, really can't, you know, it's kind of flowing down off into the lips. I don't know.
Your mustache doesn't look red, so I think you're pretty good on that.
Good. Yeah. I don't think I've ever had a wine mustache that I can recall. But I'm down to me some 14 hands, pretty much.
Vodka doesn't leave a mustache.
No, it doesn't.
Can you feel me?
Right? I'm telling you, that White Claw. I know dudes make fun of other dudes that drink the claw.
Why?
But you secretly do.
Why? Because
they think it's a girly drink.
Oh, Alan doesn't care. He drinks Trulies.
See, I battle the Truly people.
The claw is... That's a white wine, I'm guessing?
It's a seltzer.
Oh, okay. I don't even know what it is.
It's a spiked seltzer.
I feel weird.
It's like soda water.
I drink a seltzer.
It's great.
Yeah. It's a carbonated drink. It's a...
Alcohol's in it, though.
Yeah. Huh. It's like the same amount as a beer. I think like 5% or something.
Never heard of this.
Yeah.
Are people still drinking the... hey, don't even ask this. Smirnoff Ice?
No.
They still sell them.
They still got it, but...
Yeah.
We bought that claw life now. Yeah. And the Truly, some people. But you got Jenna's. That's what she likes for this week.
Did you like the chips?
I definitely like the chips.
The curls, pretty good.
Yeah, good.
They have more flavors. I just bought those.
Those are your two favorites.
They have sweet ones that taste kind of like Teddy Grahams.
Well, the chips are called Lesser Evil if you want to check those out. You also got Elderbrook if you want some new music that sounds pretty cool. If you're into like the Adam Levine vibe or Sam Smith. Also, Tezza if you want to get your pictures looking right. Maybe you don't want to get tanned for the vacation, but the picture will make it right for you. And Cool Material if you don't know what to get your dude. That's a great website to go and find some great gifts. Jenna, well done this week.
Thanks, guys.
Back to school.
I'm going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right, so we're looking for caller number 13 to win the ultimate lunchbox. And Yolanda?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, girl, you just won. Congratulations.
Yay, Yolanda.
I always thought my phone number was on block because I could never get through.
Well, we did block you, but we took it off for today, okay?
Yeah, just today, though.
If you hang up, we're going to block you again.
I'm just kidding. Yolanda, we would never block you. You're awesome. What are you talking about over here?
I love you guys. Oh, my Lord.
We love you, too. What are you up to this morning?
Trying to get ready to work and wash dishes at the same time and iron my clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, you multitask.
All that stuff is happening. Well, here's what you got, Yolanda. We got you all set up with the limited edition 2019 model of the Kid Craddock Morning Show's lunchbox, the Kid Nation lunchbox.
Nice.
We also are going to hook you up with a $300 Visa gift card for back-to-school shopping. I don't know if you already did it. If you did, you can buy some more stuff, you know?
And I'll buy some more stuff and spend some on me.
There you go. Spend some on yourself. You're the one that won this. And you got some tasty cake to put in there for the kids for the lunchbox. Deal?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Yolanda, for listening. You hang on for us, and we'll get you all set up. All right, there you go. Cheddar, do we have that's it right there for the lunchboxes, right?
Oh, God.
We got some more next week, Kid Nation.
Oh, okay.
We got five more.
All right. So, yeah, because I told you, we have very few of those Kid Nation lunchboxes, so it's going to be like 10 of you that have them out there in the world.
Limited
here comes my Cheddar.
What's up, Cheddar?
And then we'll do next week's lunchboxes, and then the week after that.
For the teachers.
For the teachers.
Yeah. Teachers, you're coming up.
Classrooms, yeah.
Good. We're going to get your classroom all set up right. And so if you want to win that, make sure you're listening next week for the school bus to arrive. And coming up next, Allie Brooke. She's off on her own now after Fifth Harmony decided to part ways. And she's got some good music out. She's got a great personality. Get to know her and hear her sing next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Get to know me.
Good on level?
Sorry. I just thought we were gone.
Yeah, if I could warm up the way you warm up and sound good.
I don't know how the interview started.
You should hear Allie. First of all, let's welcome our friend to the show.
I know. Okay,
you should really get to know. A little bit of a warm up. The real thing. If you heard us, Allie Brooke, when we warm up in the mornings, when we get in here, our voices are like, we're constantly going,
that's very lovely. We need warm up.
Trick.
Okay, guys, so just go like, like up and down with people. Yeah, there you go. See, you warmed it up. Or
every
go
morning?
Like, No. I love it. That was good. Wait, that was actually pretty good.
Do you do opera and stuff? Like, can you do that stuff?
No pun intended. I low key do.
Awesome.
I do opera. I love classical music, and I love like Andrea Bocelli, and I actually sang with Placido Domingo.
No, what?
Yeah, two years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. You can find it. We sang Besame Mucho together. And,
Besame.
Besame
Mucho.
Wow, I'm so impressed. Keep going. We'll continue singing.
Keep going,
JC. Como si fuera esta noche la última vez. Besame. Besame mucho. Damn, I'm famous.
Wow.
Dude, that was really good.
Placido Domingo
can get the ladies.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
That is hilarious.
That man.
One of the three tenors, right?
Yes.
So I've seen I love Andrea Bocelli, but it's so cool though when you see a pop star go up on stage and sing with them.
Yeah.
But I have to imagine are you more nervous? I mean, you're singing in another language. It's all different kinds of notes and a style that you don't sing on the day to day.
Totally. I was definitely nervous singing with him because that was such an honor. You know, he's like a legend.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that I was just worthy of being in his presence. But he was so wonderful because he made me feel so comfortable and he was like, welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And so it was such a fun time. But of course, I always get those butterflies.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
Especially with a legend like that.
Yeah.
Because these are people that your parents probably played when you were little.
Literally,
right?
Yes. Yeah. So that was such a special experience because that actually happened in San Antonio.
Your hometown.
My hometown.
By the way.
And my parents got a seat.
Let's plug in that Allie's going to be with us at our big Summer Blast concert tonight.
Yes.
So, she's going to be hanging out with us all day long.
I am so excited, honestly. Like, I've been thinking about tonight. I've been pumped, y'all, and I have a surprise for y'all.
Oh, you
I really,
really
do.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, I saw you on TikTok saying you got a surprise coming up.
And this is the first time performing in this big venue for you solo, right?
I know. My butterflies are kicking in.
Hey.
But it's so exciting, you know? Like, obviously did a lot with a group, but on my own I'm able to do this is really incredible.
It's like a big old homecoming.
Yeah, exactly.
But back to Placido Domingo, you guys did that in San Antonio.
We did. We did it at the Lila Cockrell Theater, I believe.
Yeah.
And my parents were able to watch. My grandma was there. Uh-huh. She gave me a standing ovation. Grandma's the best.
So what did you do for your birthday last month?
I went to Vegas. Well, it was so cool because it was like, it felt like a birthday week, honestly. So I went to Disney World with me and some of my crew around, like my dancers and my manager. And that was so awesome. I mean, Disney World's my favorite place on earth. So that was incredible. And then I performed at Live Miami like the night before my birthday. And then from there, I literally went on a plane like at 5 a.m. to Vegas. And I had a show there and all like my brother and his wife and cousins came out and celebrated my birthday there.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Now, when you go to Live Miami, don't you perform like at 3 a.m?
I did. Literally 3 a.m. is when I performed.
And then you have to get on a plane at 5:00.
It was bananas. That was like a moment where I totally felt like a zombie, but I also, I run on adrenaline, so that kicked in and I was like, bam, bam, bam.
You can't drink, right, before you perform.
No.
Yeah, you can't mess like that.
No, I'm not. Like, some people do it to, like, get loose and hype, but that would actually probably get me hype for a little bit, but then I just crash and fall asleep or get sick. So, yeah.
Do you feel less pressure when you know everyone there is hammered?
Actually, yes, in a weird way, because it's like, oh, cool.
They're great.
They're loose. They're having fun. They're good. You know, if they watch, they're watching. If not, they're having a good time, so...
Do you make eye contact? Do you find that one person you connect with the most when you're singing?
Yeah. There's actually one person in right in the front, literally right in the front, who was like, yes, Quinn, oh my God, you're killing it. That was awesome.
Yeah, that's my person. I'm going to look at him the whole
time. Yeah, I'm like, that's my
group. Your support system. Yeah.
Yeah, right? That was really cool.
If they go to the bathroom, you're like, hold on, let's wait for them to come back. I need my hype person.
Yes, my hype person. But that was a sick crowd. I've been really fortunate to have, wherever I performed, really awesome crowd. Because you get nervous, especially if it's not particularly, you know, alley crowd. I get, you know, really nervous because I want to make them feel good and I want to impress them. I want them to like me, of course. And that was awesome.
But your personality is so cool that I feel like you win all those people that maybe didn't know right over. Hey, so we were checking out your Lips Don't Lie video.
Oh, yes.
Did you get nervous that the whole video was going to be just your lips?
Not really. Well, you know what's so funny about this video? So... we actually were going to shoot a whole nother video, but we did this because this was supposed to just be a content piece, like a lyric video. And so that was like the intention. And then schedules got collided and I was about to do this big old radio tour and all that. So I couldn't shoot another video. So we ended up being like, oh my gosh, like this is really cool. This shows like, you know, the theme of like the lips, the lipstick color. Like, let's just put this out. So that's kind of what it was. I didn't even know that it was going
to
be the video.
Did you try to get a boogie with a hoodie to wear some lipstick?
I think that was a disguise, and
like, no.
He didn't do it. No, I'm just joking. I don't think so. I don't think we didn't ask, but
boogie with the lipstick.
Mm. Boogie with the lipstick.
Boogie
with the lipstick. He would rock it.
That's street cred. Yeah.
How'd you guys connect?
We reached out to him for the song because I heard his music on Spotify, and I'm like, this guy is dope. Like, hold on, because I heard Look Back at It, and then I heard his other stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I really love this guy's tone and like his artistry. So I asked him to be a part of Lips Don't Lie, you know, through the label, because he's actually part of my label, Atlantic Records.
So that
helps.
Yeah.
And then he jumped on it.
Now, I know you worked in a group with Fifth Harmony and everything, and you got to hear your music on the radio before. You heard your voice on the radio. But what was it like when you first heard your song? You know, where it's Low Key by Allie Brooke. That's it. On the radio. What was it like?
I'm getting butterflies just thinking about it. So I heard it for the first time in L.A. in my car. I bumped it up, and I was just, like, screaming. I actually recorded it. It's on Instagram, if you look back.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I literally was just like, I can't believe that's my song and that's my voice. And waited my, seems like my whole life for this moment, because before Fifth Harmony, I was out in L.A. with my parents, hustling for years and years and years, trying to make it, trying to get a record deal, you know, just going, like, please, praying that one day this would all happen. And it did, and it's, like, the coolest feeling, honestly, in the world. And every time it happens, it's just like, wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Because there's so many people that think that this is success that happens overnight, and that you met the girls from Fifth Harmony, and that everything happened real quick.
Totally. No, it's... it's worth
it's a climb. By the way, fun fact, Allie only weighed 1 pound when she was born.
That's not a fun fact. No. That's a scary
fact. That's a fun fact. Look at her. Look at that voice.
Scary.
I'm still
one pound.
A little medical miracle.
Seriously, that's like, that's totally just amazing to me and my family. Yeah. I was a premature baby, pound 14. I could fit inside my dad's hand, and you know, they didn't know how I was gonna do. The doctors predicted all these health problems, vision, learning, disabilities, all this stuff, but praise the Lord, praise God, I am okay. I'm here and I'm chasing my dreams.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah,
I'm chasing your dreams. I think you're there.
Living my dreams.
That's right. Mama, we made it.
How's
the baking going, by the way? You like baking
a lot. Baking.
Jenna's a big fan of baking.
Really?
Yeah, baking.
Yes!
I love it.
Yes. Girl, wait. Yes. So you like to bake, or you love to eat the baking?
Well, I mean,
both.
Right?
Both.
No, I actually like baking. I'm not very good at cooking.
Yes! Okay. You
know, like, just actual meals, but I've always been very good at baking.
Yes, girl! That's my kind of girl. I love it. I've been doing it for a long time, and isn't it fun?
What's your go-to?
I love cookies, but recently I made a peach cobbler.
Oh, wow.
That was bomb.
Yeah.
Like, I made it before I went... got ready for this week when I went out on the tour. So, yeah, I was like, I have to just do this before.
Do you follow instructions, or can you get stuff together and kind of concoct?
No, I follow instructions.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like
it's great.
I can...
it's like science, and then you can add and tweet.
Okay.
Exactly. That's a cool thing. You can be kind of loose about it.
You could probably, you know, write a cooking book one day.
That's what I want to do. I mean, I have recipes that me and my family have used.
Yeah.
Not only, well, it's mostly, you know, desserts and sweets, but family recipes from, like, you know, dinner and stuff.
Your guitar player's over here itching to play some strings.
Yes, he is so incredible, by the way. He doesn't just play guitar. He does all these other things. And he's been on Broadway playing.
Oh, he can sing too?
No, I mean with guitar.
Oh, with guitar?
He's like a freaking genius. So his name's Willie.
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 Willie, Willie.
What's up, Willie? Sweet Willie.
Willie. He's awesome. Sweet Willie.
Sweet Willie.
Sweet Willie.
Sweet Willie Johnson.
You just got a new nickname.
Yeah. All right. So you guys want to hear Allie Brooke perform?
Heck yeah,
What you going to sing for us, Allie?
This one is my current single, and it's called Lips Don't Lie.
Hey.
You're a fighter on the fire. Make you fall in love in a minute. You're a leaver. I believe you. Tell me that you don't do commitment. You say it's not real, but you are really close. Don't know how you feel, but baby, I know you know how we're supposed to be. One hit, you're mine. I can tell your lips don't lie when you kiss it right back. Oh my, I can tell your lips don't lie. Lips don't lie. You quit, I do it slow. But then I'll let you drop, it's the limit. It's difficult, I know. But I'll make you confess in a minute. Met you at 12, danced until 1. Had at least 2, but we're not drunk. So I know it's real. And baby, I know you know how it's supposed to be. One hit, you're mine. I can tell your lips don't lie when you kiss it right back. Oh my. I can tell your lips don't lie, your lips don't lie, 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 you say it's not real, but you are really close. Don't know how you. think you're so right, babe. Oh my, I can tell your lips don't lie. Lips don't lie, la 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 la. Ooh, boy, your lips don't, boy, your lips don't lie. No, 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 they don't. I can tell your lips don't lie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You pick up that song right there if you just listen to it.
Thank you so much.
Dang, so good.
Speaking of lips, since the song's about lips not lying and kissing and stuff, we have had this go on the show before. We had the lady that wrote in about somebody who doesn't kiss very well.
Yeah.
If a guy doesn't kiss well and you're dating him, Allie, would you be able to tell him and try to teach him to kiss? Or would you have to break up with the dude because he can't kiss?
I feel like... I wouldn't break up with him.
We're in the trust tree.
Kissing's very important.
I feel like I definitely wouldn't want to break up with him. I feel like that would be mean. But of course, I mean, it depends on the person. I'm just saying me. I wouldn't want to do that. But I feel like teach him.
Yeah, you could teach him, right?
Yeah.
There's ways around to say it.
Exactly.
I think that's what we came down with, right?
You could try to teach. So much. You compliment the things you like.
It depends on how bad they are.
How bad? I mean, if it's like,
I'm a pretty
like
good,
super awful.
I'm a pretty good kisser.
Maybe I'm just joking.
How mad?
Oh my gosh, no.
What? Well, no. I'm just
saying. My name is, no, my sign is, no.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it.
Oh,
man. All right, so if you're in San Antonio, make sure you stop by because Allie Brooke's going to be hanging out. And Allie Brooke, how can we follow you on Instagram? Let's get that a followers
y'all
up.
Y'all can follow me at Allie Brooke, A-L-L-Y-B-R-O-O-K-E. Let's be friends.
Let's be friends. She's awesome.
Thank you.
So give it up for Allie Brooke, everybody.
I'm going to now apply
list. Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Hey, my wife just posted, she had a rough start to the morning.
What happened?
Some dog keeps pooping in front of our house, and she parks up front. Big dog poop. She took a picture of it, posted it on the neighborhood page, and my son stepped in it this morning, so she had enough.
Yeah.
Clean up after your pets, people.
Yeah.
People, you know, I have
especially a horse.
Yeah, a horse of a dog, yeah.
But I have been guilty. When I had George, I would take, like, 3 poop bags with me, and some days... He had to go 4 times.
Yeah.
And then what do you do?
Yeah.
It's like, well, I mean, you try sometimes. But when you have repeat big dog poos, you know your dog well enough, right?
Right.
Because, man, it's an issue we've dealt with for the last, I'd say, 3 or 4 months. And it's, for some reason, in front of our house.
Check your ring video.
And then, right?
Oh, yeah.
And post it on the neighborhood app.
It's blocked where it is, but.
You need to put one on your mailbox,
I need to put it out front of the house, front.
Ask your neighbors around you to check theirs, because when they're walking by, you can at least narrow down to who it is.
So people have done that before in my neighborhood, right?
Shame them.
And when they do shame them, they'll put the video up and be like, this person's not cleaning. They get shamed for posting the shaming video.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, well, first of all, we're not the ones pooping on the grass, right? We're just stepping in it. We want you to clean up.
I love people's ring videos that they post because I get all those notifications. I haven't turned them off yet, so I see everything that goes on.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's like, that woman with the knee braces back stealing packages. She can barely walk, and she's been stealing packages from people. And then the video is her face. I don't feel bad for anyone if they're stealing my packages.
Did you see the ring video of the guy that keeps... he's wearing an old TV on his head. And he's,
no.
And he's showing up, and he's dropping off old TVs in people's porches.
Like a prank. He's trying to go viral.
He's trying to go viral. And then he just drops it off. He looks at the... And it's only people with cameras. And he turns to the camera and puts thumbs up. And walks away, just a TV guy.
That's hilarious.
See, I'm cool with those people.
That's hilarious.
You're putting an old TV in front of my house, I'm totally cool with it.
Awesome.
The dog poo, man. Such a whooping. The neighborhood pages are the best.
So. Oh, if you're not on the Nextdoor app,
my husband
won't do it, but I'm like always forwarding him stuff. The latest gripe.
Yeah.
You've always got the crazy person, especially when it comes times for local elections. It goes nuts.
Yeah.
It's fun. Right now, we have a bobcat problem in our neighborhood.
Oh, really?
And some people want to, you know, we got to do something about this. People are like, they're the beautiful creatures. We invaded their territory. Leave them alone until your little Fifi gets scooped up, you know.
No, don't fool up Fifi.
Yeah.
They're massive, man, in our neighborhood. They're
scary.
Huge.
We had one for a while in our neighborhood. I haven't seen them, and I normally saw them because... They're out and about at the time I'm going to work.
Right.
But I haven't seen it in a while, so they probably moved on over to your neighborhood.
We got a coyote, I think.
In your neighborhood?
Somewhere. I saw him on the way to work one morning. I just saw him crossing the street. I was a little ways back, but yeah. It had a really, really bushy tail. I mean, you know, the coyote has a few characteristics that a typical dog doesn't have. I think that's the only one, the bushy, bushy tail. But I could tell.
It has that
coyote.
Little wild, mangy look.
Yeah.
We have a wild, crazy white woman.
What's she doing?
I almost screenshotted it and sent you the message. It said, older woman screaming at the corner of blank and blank. I'm not going to say because it's my mom's intersection. And I was like, oh my gosh, is Candy gone off the rails? Because it was exactly where she lives. And I thought, oh no.
The other issue we have right now in our neighborhood is a teepee. There's a teepee banded out.
Toilet
paper.
They keep toilet papering just a single house.
I was like, well, that's cool if they left a teepee in your backyard.
And we're trying, and there's this argument going on because some people are mad because they're saying that's vandalism and that's
bad.
Well,
it is.
And it is. But there's the other side that's saying, no, that means whoever lives there, your kid is popular.
Yeah, it's camaraderie.
It's supposed to be.
It's flirting.
But when we used to teepee, it was the teachers we did not like.
Oh, really?
People like that. So it becomes harassment.
Right. Well,
you keep going to the same house. One time, say it was an honor to be selected. But when it becomes harassment.
So I think the people that are teepeeing notice these messages and the people going back and forth saying, oh, it's an honor to be teepeed. So they want to show that it's not an honor. They're in fact mad at the person because they lit the teepee on fire the next time. That could have set the house on fire. So that right there.
Yeah, for sure. I just got a text message. We have a crazy black man that swims at 3:00 in the morning. And I didn't.
That's Big Al Mack, everybody.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's
it
the
is.
Man going to the gym at 2 in the morning and swimming at 3 and then coming to work.
Where he takes a nice nap.
Yeah. So weird, Al. All right, coming up next, Kid Nation. We already played you the new music from Miley Cyrus, but there is some new music out this morning you want to hear. Swifties. Yes, Taylor Swift got a new one out. Sway Lee and Drake got one. Megan Trainor, Normani. You want to hear the new music? We got it for you next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, Kid Nation. Yes, we hear you. We hear you. Hey, didn't you hear that Taylor Swift got new music out? Yeah, we know Taylor Swift's got new music out. That's why we're going to do New Music Tuesday. New Music Friday. It used to be Tuesday. Now it's Fridays. But like we said, Taylor Swift put out a title track from her upcoming Lover album, and here it is.
I've loved you 3 summers now, honey, but I want them all.
Smile on Nick's face.
Get on and sing,
Nick.
I think like that like, little doo-wop, like 50s vibe.
I love
like
it.
Like a gymnasium type performance.
I'm obsessed.
Taylor Swift, Lover. That's the name of that song right there. You already heard Miley Cyrus earlier. She's got new music out as well called Slide Away. We'll give you a little bit just in case you didn't hear it during the Showbiz Top 5. One of those songs, like Kelly said, that just hits you right away.
Yeah, gives you the feels a little bit.
And it's about her relationship with Liam, obviously. She's talking about back in the day. She's talking about his problems that she allegedly says he had and basically led to the end of their marriage. Slide Away is the name of that song from Miley Cyrus. Sway Lee is one of my favorite people right now in music. He was in that Sunflower song with Post Malone. Well, he's got one with Drake now. And this song is called Won't Be Late.
Let me know that you want me to. Yeah. We carry, pressing on me heavy, pressing up against me real close. My car seat, moving on me wazzy. Time is moving real slow.
Won't be late, won't be late.
Drake adopts this song for his next tour. You know,
pretty cool. Won't be late. He is known for being a little tardy on the performances.
Oh, gosh.
And it does sound a lot like this song, this one. Sounds like One Dance a lot. But yeah, Drake is known to show up about, what was it, Jenna, like 2 hours late? To the
first time I saw him, it was 2.5.
Yeah. So
I just happened to be drunk enough and had the next day off work, so I stayed.
Don't be late.
A little hypocritical there, Drake.
Yeah.
And he was there.
Yeah, and he
was there.
Partying
downstairs.
With some ladies. All right. Meghan Trainor and Cascade have got a new song out together. This one's called With You.
Stop saying that you're mine. I'ma need a better reason to be spending all my time with you.
Meghan Trainor been on Songland? Because I feel like she should be one of the... She has been, right?
Yeah.
Because she should be one of the judges. Like, she should be up there with Ryan Tedder.
She's so good. I might be having a false memory, but I'm almost 100% positive.
I feel like she has been on that. That's
make that 99% positive, just in case I'm wrong.
She was a judge on The Four.
She was a judge on The Four.
That's what you're thinking about.
Yeah, but she should be Songland because she's such a good writer. Man,
I don't know.
I jumped on that show late because I didn't know.
Well, let's try this figured out right quick.
So yeah, so y'all can dance.
Yeah, do that Kelly's Wrong dance.
She was on song.
Thank you.
Kelly's right.
Yeah.
Kelly, once again, is right, people. Normani, we just had Allie Brooke in studio earlier on this show, and her girl, Normani from Fifth Harmony, she's got a new one out. It's called Motivation. Get down with Normani's music. She is so good. Her dance is on point, and the video is really cool.
Do they all have solo songs now? No.
Yeah, I think all of them have come out with some sort of single by now.
Huh.
Yeah, but the Normani's got a few.
Yeah.
She's already had
a few. Yeah.
All right, that's your new music. You got some Taylor Swift, Miley Cyrus, Swae Lee with Drake, Meghan Trainor with Cascade, and Normani this morning. Go check out all that music. We'll post it up at KidNation.com, and it was brought to you by Grove.
Oh, Grove. I love Grove. I don't know what I did before this, because I have been wanting to make healthier choices for my home, but it was just, I don't know, I got lazy and just didn't do it. But
we all do.
This is what I love, is stuff being delivered to my home.
Same.
If you can figure out how to let me deliver this radio show from my home, I will do that as well. I'll never have to leave the house again, but my house will be really clean with products that are free from all those harsh chemicals that can cause health problems in the home. And it's not just about cleaning. They have, you know, the lotions and the soaps and stuff you use on your body have products for your pets.
Mm-hmm.
You should see what Grove has for your family, and you can make better choices. Just one click. It's all delivered right there at your doorstep. It's like Christmas. And it's the brands you love, like Mrs. Meyer's, Seventh Generation, Burt's Bees. And they do have their own Grove line of products. And here's what they're doing right now. It's a limited time. They have some wonderful scents that you get to choose from with Mrs. Meyer's. The basil, I love the body wash with basil.
No,
and
you
I
do.
Love the lavender hand soap. It's like, but you choose your favorite. Basil, honeysuckle, lavender, whatever it is. And new customers get a free cleaning set in that scent when you place your first order of just $20. It's a great deal, too. The free Mrs. Meyer's hand soap, dish soap, multi-surface spray. You'll go through it like crazy. The Grove Collaborative Cleaning Caddy and the Grove Collaborative Walnut Scrubber Sponges. It is a limited time for this five-piece cleaning set from Mrs. Meyer's and Grove. Plus, you also get a free 60-day VIP membership, a free cleaning kit just for you when you sign up and place that order of $20 or more at grove.co/kid. That's grove.co, not .com/KIDD.
It's the Kid Credit Morning Show.